大家早，很高兴今天特别有这个机会啊，来介绍一下今天早上第一堂的讲员，Dr. Paul Cedar。我跟他认识已经20多年了，他是一个很不普通的一位传道人。我想在洛杉矶这个地区的，特别是 Pasadena area 的这个传道人教会的同工们都认识，都知道那个 Lake Avenue Congregational Church 啊，还特别是前些年建了新堂，就在 Freeway 的旁边。有多少人知道那个教会的 Lake Avenue？ Yeah， 很好。他就是以前 Lake Avenue Congregational Church 的这个牧师。那么他把那个新堂建起来之后啊，就功成隐退。那么就去做这个 The President of the Evangelical Free Church， 啊，就是美国播道会总会的这个会长。他在那里做了不少年，那做了那个工作之后呢，他特别受到邀请来做呢洛桑委员会的北美的负责人。那兄弟以前在洛桑大家都知道，那么我们就特别请他来负责这个洛桑在北美的工作，所以他一直做得相当相当的出色。不但如此，这个洛桑北美的工作在这个2年多不到3年以前有更进一步的工作，他也是把这个洛桑北美的工作呢是带领得很出色。同时他也被邀请来接替这个洛桑普世的主席。我们知道洛桑委员会以前的主席是 Layton Ford， 那么后来是 Bishop John Reed of Australia， 那么后来就是他被邀请做洛桑的主席。那么特别注重洛桑在北美的工作。那么最近这2年差不多那么洛桑在北美的工作有了新的名字，就叫做 Mission America。 Mission America， 那这个 Mission America 呢，就最大的负担就看见美国今天在灵性在道德方面非常需要复兴，所以 Mission America 现在的大的责任就是推动美国教会的复兴。所以他们最近也发动这个一个很大的运动，叫做灯塔运动 Lighthouse Movement。 他自己会在这方面也给我们稍微分享一点就是说他们在整个的北美洲要推动要成立200到300万个所谓灯塔。什么叫灯塔呢？就是一个基督教的家庭或者是一个教会负责在他的那个社区里面成为一个祷告中心，成为一个灯塔发光。他们的目标是在全北美有200到300万的这种祷告灯塔，希望借着这个能够带给美国教会和社会的复兴。所以他是个很有负担的人，同时他对于华人教会非常友善，非常有感情呀。所以我觉得我们这次大会能够请到他是非常非常的好。他一连3天早晨在我们早晨在早会里面来为我们分解讲解神的话。 What a great pleasure to present to you a servant of God of today. Yeah, he has been the senior pastor of the Lake Avenue Congregational Church, the president of the Evangelical Free Church of America, and also the chairman of the Luzon Movement, and also of course the president of theMission America movement, including the Lighthouse movement. So what a great pleasure for me to present to you my good friend, Dr. Paul Cedar.
Thank you, Brother Thomas, so very much for those gracious words.
谢谢 黄永信牧师的介绍。
I'm a little nervous about what you were saying about me in Chinese.
我一直在听您用中文介绍我，我心里有点还在那个不安。
Since it took so much longer to say it in Mandarin than in English.
因为我发现您在中文讲了很多话，但是英文只是几句。
But thank you. What a dear friend and brother Thomas Wong has been for a number of years.
谢谢黄牧师多年的好朋友。
One of the many happy memories I have is visiting the COE office a number of years ago in Hong Kong when Thomas and Rachel were there.
我还能记得当年黄牧师跟他的师母在香港的时候，我曾经是拜访过华福的办事处。
And being with his brother in many parts of the world over the years.
并且在世界各地可能看见他参与侍奉。
Thank you for your gracious invitation for me to be with you today.
很谢谢各位让我今天有机会在这里跟大家分享。
It is a great privilege and a great honor to be here today.
我今天能够在这里实在是很荣幸。
And God willing to share with you the next several days.
并且是还能如果主愿意的话，在往后的几个早上，我们都要一起分享神的话。
As I was coming off the elevator and down the hallway and into the meeting room, I was reminded of how gracious God has been to me.
当我今天早上还能是坐电梯下来，是进到这个会场的时候，我心里充满了感恩。
In that I've had the privilege of meeting a number of you in days past and ministering with you in days past.
因为我想到在过往，我跟你们当中在座的有一些同工是有机会在主里一起的侍奉。
And now a special joy and privilege to meet others of you here and to share with this wonderful Chinese community serving our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
并且今天有机会在这里跟一些新的同工碰面，是认识这一个爱主、侍奉主的团契。
I'm very impressed with the theme that has been chosen for this conference.
我觉得这一次所选择的大会的主题实在是令我印象深刻。
As you know, that theme is centuries of the new millennium.
是还呢，就是在做一个新时代的守望者。
And I've prayed a great deal about what to share within that context.
并且我是曾经一段时间好好的祷告，是看神指示我应当在这一方面有什么话语。
The subject the Holy Spirit brought clearly into focus was the subject of commitment.
圣灵可能给我看见的就是说我们需要是对神委身。
Or for most of us, if not all of us, the subject of recommitment.
或者对于我们当中有一些人，我们是要再一次的委身。
Today, God willing, we'll look at the subject commitment to Jesus Christ.
是主若愿意，我们今天要一起来看我们怎么样子对主委身，对主忠诚。
Tomorrow, God willing, the subject commitment to His great commandment.
然后明天，如果还能主若愿意的话，我们是要还能一起来看我们如何对主的大使命来到忠诚。
And then on Monday, God willing, the subject the great commission of our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后在星期一，我们是一起来看我们怎么样子是还能来到是施行主的大使命。
But we begin today with the foundation of what it means to be a leader within the Church of Jesus Christ.
我们今天所看的就是说，在耶稣基督的教会里面，要做一个属灵的领袖的基本先决的条件。
Leadership begins on our knees.
我们是要从膝盖开始。
Or better yet, on our faces before a most holy God.
或者更需要的是，我们要俯伏在神的圣洁的面前。
The passage that we're going to focus on today is the invitation of Jesus Christ.
我们今天所要看的经文是耶稣基督的邀请。
It's found in Mark chapter 8.
是在马可福音第八章。
And in Luke chapter 9.
以及路加福音第九章。
I'm going to ask Samuel to read, if he will, for us, Luke chapter 9, verses 23 to 25.
请大家听我念出路加福音
9,
第九章
23
to 25. 23到25节。路加福音第九章二十三到二十五节。请大家听我还能用中文念出来。路加福音第九章二十三到二十五节。耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命； 凡为我上吊生命的，必救了生命。人若占得全世界，却丧了自己，赔上自己，有什么益处呢？
Let's bow our heads and hearts together in prayer before we study this passage.
让我们同心祷告，求神开我们的眼。
Our Father and our God, we commit ourselves anew and afresh to our Lord Jesus Christ today.
亲爱的天父，我们再一次在你面前向主表示忠诚，向主委身。
We come as your servants, O Lord.
我们都是主你的仆人。
We have come literally from the north and the south and the east and the west to gather together in your name, the name of Jesus.
我们是从东南西北四方而来，但是我们是奉主的名，耶稣基督的名在这里聚集。
Now we invite you to come and to speak to us, O Lord.
求主你是亲自对我们说话。
Reveal truth to us.
是将你的真理向我们打开。
As we study this familiar passage, may it come alive anew and afresh.
当我们是读这一段所熟悉的经文的时候，让我们重新一次再看到新的意象。
And then may we not merely be hearers of the word, but obeyers of your word.
让我们不单单听到并且行道。
We pray in the precious and powerful name of Jesus.
我们奉耶稣基督那大有能力宝贝的名祷告。
Amen.
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 Jesus said, if anyone will come after me, he or she must deny themselves.
耶稣说，若有人要跟随我，就当舍己。
The first step to commitment in ministry for Jesus Christ is the commitment to his call.
在侍奉主的路上，可能我们第一步要做的就是说我们要委身来到服侍主。
We have come from many backgrounds and many geographical areas today.
我们是从世界各地不同的地方而来。
But we have a common commitment.
但是我们有一个共同的委身的目标。
At some time in our lives, we heard Jesus Christ calling us to deny ourselves.
我们听到耶稣呼召我们要舍己
and to come to him.
并且要跟随他。
I believe this is the most difficult step in becoming a Christian.
我相信这是成为一个基督徒的最困难的一步。
It mitigates against everything that is natural to us.
因为这个是跟我们一般的本性是背道而行的。
Last weekend, we had a birthday party in our family.
在上一个周末，我们家里有一个生日庆祝会。
For one of our little granddaughters, she was 1 year old last weekend.
我们是为其中一个孙女是一岁的生日来了庆祝。
And God willing, this weekend, we're going to have another birthday for another one of our granddaughters.
然后主若愿意的话，在这个周末，我们是要为另外一个孙子来庆祝生日。
She's getting to be a big girl. She'll be 4 years old this weekend.
这个孙女是要到这次是庆祝四岁。
Isn't it amazing that precious little children that we love can be so self-centered?
但是韩能，你有没有留意到韩能，我们所疼爱的小孩，他们有时候是很自我中心的。
Isn't it interesting that some of the first words our children and grandchildren learn are the words me and mine?
我们的小孩常常他们最早学讲的话就是说，这是我的，我要怎么样。
Of course, the most famous word of every little child of every nationality is the word no.
当然，在每一个国家里面，每一个民族里面，小孩子常常学的一句话就是不肯。
It is amazing. We never had to teach our children to say no.
很奇怪，我们从来不需要教导他们去说不。
All of us are born looking for self. Looking at self, looking to serve ourselves.
但是每一个天生下来，他们都是会想到自己，会想到是自己的方式要最好。
As we know, that's the problem of sin. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his or her own way.
这个就是圣经里面讲到的罪的问题，说我们每个人都是如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
So the initial calling of Jesus Christ is to tell us you're going the wrong way.
所以耶稣的呼召第一个就是告诉我们说你的路走错了。
You're going your way.
你是跟随你自己的道路。
I invite you to come my way.
但是耶稣呼召我们是要跟随他的道路而行。
And the first step to do that is to deny yourself, to admit you're going the wrong way.
而这个第一步就是说，我们需要舍己，是承认说我们是走错了道路。
As we know, that is the first step of the call to discipleship, to become Christians, to follow Jesus.
这个是好像耶稣呼召我们成为门徒，成为基督徒的第一步。
To deny what is natural to us.
是好像我们要放下我们那种自我的中心。
To deny going our own way and doing our own thing.
我们需要放下那种我们欢喜偏行己路的心境。
But I would remind you today, brothers and sisters, that is also the first step of the call to Christian ministry.
但是还能我相信今天在座的弟兄姐妹们，我要再次提醒，这也是每一个要全时间侍奉神的人是的第一步。
We have many today who are in Christian ministry merely by a vocational choice.
有我们是选择，很多人今天有是选择来到侍奉神，是作为一种的职业。
As we know, that is not the call to ministry.
但是那个并不是主的呼召。
When we come to Jesus, we must give everything up.
当我们要愿意来到耶稣面前呢，我们要放弃一切。
We deny ourselves.
我们是要舍己。
We give up our own rights.
我们是放弃自己的权利。
We give up our own possessions.
我们是放弃我们所有的财富。
We give up our own life plan.
我们是放弃我们对自己生命里那一种预先做好的计划。
We hear the voice of Jesus saying, come, deny yourself.
我们听到耶稣呼召我们说，你要舍己。
In this passage, Jesus said it another way.
在这一个经文里面，耶稣用另外一个方法来讲。
He said, he who saves his life will lose it.
耶稣说凡是要救自己生命的必丧失生命。
He who loses his life for my sake and the gospel, the same shall find it.
凡为我和为福音的缘故丧掉生命的必救了生命。
It is good to come back to that basic commitment again and again.
让我们常常的一再的思想这个最基本的对主忠诚对主委身。
To remind ourselves, O Lord Jesus Christ, I am no longer my own. I have been bought with a price by the very blood of Jesus Christ.
让我们记得我们不再是属于自己的人，因为耶稣基督用重价宝血买了我们。
Deny ourselves.
舍己。
Secondly,
第二点
Jesus said,
耶稣说
we need to take up our cross.
我们需要背负自己的十字架。
And in Luke's account, take up our cross daily.
在可能路加福音这里所讲是天天背起他的十字架来跟随我。
Now these two areas are very closely related.
而这两方面其实是很接近的。
The first is the commitment of the call to Christ.
第一就是说可能我们被呼召，我们要对主忠诚。
The second is the call to the lordship of Jesus Christ.
第二就是说我们被呼召是要接受耶稣基督做我们生命的主。
Remember the words of our Lord Jesus in Luke chapter 6 and verse 46.
大家可能还记不记得路加福音第六章第46节的话。
He said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you to do?
耶稣说为什么你们是叫我主啊主啊却不做我要你们所行的呢？
Taking up our cross daily includes the turning of repentance.
当我们是还能每一天天天背起十字架，就是说我们需要是回转，是归向神。
We can illustrate that very simply.
用一个很简单的例子来说明。
It is the basis of Christian conversion.
就是还能基督徒还能是归主的经历。
The scripture said we were all born, as we just said, going the wrong way.
圣经说我们是每个人生下来我们都是朝着那个错误的方向而去的。
And the first step is to deny ourselves.
我们第一点要做的就是要舍己。
To hear the call of Jesus Christ.
我们听见耶稣基督的呼召。
To admit we're going the wrong way.
我们要承认说我们的路的自己的路是错的。
But friends, that's not enough. That's just the beginning.
那是不够的，那只是开始而已。
To realize we're going the wrong way and to continue to go the wrong way is not helpful at all.
我们只是说我们走错了路，但是我们还是继续在错路上走，那是不足够的。
As we know, authentic repentance requires a turning from sin to Christ.
真正的悔改是我们转离自己的罪恶，是归向耶稣基督。
God taught me a wonderful lesson on this very early in my ministry.
在我还能侍奉的早年的时候，主是教导我一个很宝贵的功课。
My wife Jeannie and I were working with troubled teenagers.
我的师母跟我是 And
one day I was called by the juvenile court judge to come to a hearing for a young man who had been caught stealing a car with several of his friends.
有一天我是要去出庭，是参加一个审讯，而那个是因为有一个年轻人，他跟他一些的朋友是偷了一辆汽车。
This young man claimed to be a Christian.
这个年轻人说他是一个基督徒。
He went to church regularly.
他说他常常去教会。
His pastor was out of town, so the judge asked me to come and be with him.
他的牧师还能出了城，所以还能那个法官就叫我去出庭。
So we went into the courtroom and sat at a large oak table.
然后还能到了那个法庭里面，还能是坐在一个很大的桌子前面。
The judge sat on one side of the table.
那个还能法官是坐在桌子的另外一边。
And the young man sat right across from him.
然后那个年轻人就坐在那个大的橡木的桌子的另外一面。
His parents sat on one side of him and I sat on the other side.
然后还能那个他的父母坐在一边，我是坐在另外一边。
The judge said to him, Larry, why did you steal that car?
那个法官就问他说, Larry, 为什么你是偷那辆车子?
And the young man said, I didn't steal that car. One of my friends stole the car. I was just with him.
那个年轻人说, 其实不是我偷, 是我的朋友偷, 我只是当时与他在一起。
And then the judge said, Larry, have you ever stolen anything in all of your life?
那样子那个法官就说, 你在你一生里面你有没有偷过任何东西?
And the teenager hung his head and he said, Yes, sir, I have.
He
said, When I was a little boy, I stole a book from one of my cousins that I wanted to read. He said, As far as I know, that's the only thing I've ever stolen.
据我自己所记忆,
The judge said to him, Larry, are you sorry that you were with these young men who stole this car?
那样子那个法官就说, Larry, 你是不是还能那个为此觉得很难过呢?就是你跟这些偷车的人在一起。
And the young man said, Yes, sir, I'm very sorry. And then he began to weep. He just began to sob in tears.
然后那个年轻人说,是的,我的确很难过,然后他开始哭,开始是呜咽。
He was feeling very sorry for what he had done.
他心里实在是为他所做的事情感到十分的难过。
The judge was moved, I was moved, his parents were moved very deeply.
还能当时还能法官,还有可能我,还有可能他的父母,心里都十分的感动。
So the judge said to him, Larry, I believe you.
然后那个法官就说,好,Larry,我相信你。
I believe you're sorry for what you've done.
我相信你是为你所做的后悔。
He said, Do you know I could sentence you to prison for a number of years?
法官说,你知不知道,其实为你所,因为你所做的事情,我可以还能那个判你坐牢好多年。
But the judge said, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to put you on probation. I'm going to put your parents in charge of you.
他说,还能我现在是让你是还能能够是保释出去,还能那个让父母来监管你。
But if you ever come back to my courtroom again, if you ever get in trouble again, then I'm going to give you a severe penalty. And then he dismissed us and we went into the hallway together. And I gathered with Larry and his parents in a prayer circle, and we praised God and we thanked God for the kindness of the judge. And for the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. We all believe that Larry was sincere in saying he was sorry for what he had done and he would never do it again. But I'm sorry to say that was not the end of the story. One week later, Larry stole another car.
然后一个星期之后,这个Larry这个年轻人又偷了一辆车子。
All by himself.
他是还能自己去偷的。
And he went on a crime spree across the state of Iowa.
然后在Iowa那个地方,他是开了这个偷的车子去犯了很多的案。
Stealing other things as he went along.
还能那个他偷了很多其他的东西。
Now, friends, this is a very important lesson.
这个是一个很重要的功课。
To begin to follow Jesus by denying ourselves is good, and it's a very important first step.
我们跟随耶稣而行, 我们是很舍己, 这是很重要的第一步。
But it is not enough.
但是这个并不足够。
Those of us in the pastorate know people who have cried many, many tears of remorse.
我们都知道,有些人他们在生命里面曾经一再的犯罪后悔,流泪。
And we don't question their motives.
我们并不是怀疑他们的动机。
But the proof of denying self is to turn, to take up our cross, to die to self.
但是还能证明说我们的的确确是舍己的,就是说我们需要是归向主,并且是天天背起十字架来跟随他。
To turn 180 degrees from our sin and to turn to Jesus.
我们是需要是从我们犯罪的那个方向180度的回转,然后我们是归向耶稣基督。
To not only receive Jesus as Savior for the forgiveness of our sins,
我们是不单单谈的那个接受耶稣做我们的救主赦免我们的罪,
but to turn and to follow Him as the Lord of our lives.
我们需要是归向他, 然后是跟随他, 让他做我们生命的主。
Somehow in the Western Church, a new theology has come on the scene in the last generation.
在西方的教会, 在最近这一代里面, 有一个新的神学的思想。
It is a consumer theology.
是一种那个可以说是那个商业的一种的思想。
It is a theology that tells people all the benefits that will come their way if they will simply believe in Jesus.
是一种商业性的一种消费者的观念，就是说，如果他们来接受耶稣基督，他们就得到许多的祝福。
But it often neglects the important teaching of not only receiving Jesus as Savior, but then following Him as Lord of our lives.
但是这种的教导常常只提到说接受耶稣基督做救主，但是忘记了说我们需要真耶稣基督做我们生命的主，我们需要跟随他。
To die to self and allow the resurrected Jesus to control our lives.
我们是需要对自己的老我而死，并且是让耶稣复活的主来当。
To love Him in a way that leads to obedience, to clear obedience to Jesus.
是我们爱主就是要用我们一种顺服主的心来到表明。
Turn with me for a moment to John's Gospel, chapter 14.
请我们一起看约翰福音第14章。
You remember this wonderful passage in which Jesus is preparing His disciples for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
可能大家还记得这一段很重要的话，耶稣是他的。
And for His crucifixion and resurrection and ascension to be with the Father. In John chapter 14 and verse 15, we read the words, If you love me, you will obey what I command.
15节说,你们若爱我,就必遵守我的命令。
And many of you know the passage well, but look on to verse 21.
我相信大家都知道这一段经文,但是让我们再看看21节。
Whoever has my commandments and obeys them, he is the one who loves me.
有了我的命令又遵守的,这人就是爱我的。
And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show him myself to him.
爱我的,逼蒙我父爱他,我也要爱他,并且要向他显现。
And then Samuel read verses
23-24节。耶稣回答说,人若爱我,就必遵守我的道,我父也必爱他,并且我们要到他哪里去,与他同住。不爱我的人,就不遵守我的道,你们所听见的道,不是我的。
The subject of death has never been a popular subject in the Church of Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督的教会里面去讨论死的问题，常常并不是受人欢迎的。
But it is absolutely key if we are going to be the kind of sentinels that God wants us to be into the next millennium.
但是如果我们要做一个新时代的守望者，我们必须要留意这一点。
To be dead to self and alive to God.
我们需要是对自己而死，要对神而活。
As we've said, it is not natural.
这个并不是我们天然的本性。
Jesus said, if you truly love me, you will obey me.
但是耶稣说，如果你真正爱我，你就必遵守我的命令。
Daily obedience is the key to authentic Christian discipleship, is it not?
我们每一天都是顺服主，遵守主的命令，就是做基督徒的门徒的，做基督门徒的一个最基本的一步。
Jesus does not invite us to merely be consumers.
耶稣并不是邀请我们做一个消费者。
He says, if you save your life, if that is your goal, ultimately you're going to lose it.
耶稣说，如果你是在生命里面只是想得到好处的，这样子你最后你是失去自己的生命。
But if you're willing to lose your life for my sake and the gospel's, then you will save it.
但如果你愿意为主的缘故，为福音的缘故，是还能放掉生命的，还能你最后会得着这个生命。
I've been in the ministry now for about 98 years.
我已经在还能侍奉
That's a slight exaggeration.
刚刚他说他在侍奉里面已经98年了，那个时候我们都呆了一下。
But it has been